There will be a recruitment day for nurses this coming Saturday at the Elliot Dines department within the Royal Victoria Hospital site. Let me speak to Brenda Creaney, who's the Director of Nursing with the Belfast Trust. Brenda, you're looking for staff. You're looking for them quite quickly.
Yes, we are. Good morning, Frank. We're having this open day to encourage nurses to come and work with us in Belfast, because it's a great place to have your career.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But then we saw Deborah McAleese's report on UTV earlier this week, where nurses are being tempted to England, just across the water, because the wages are better. And what absolutely shocked me was the cost of an agency nurse here in Northern Ireland. If you employ an agency nurse, you could be paying three times what you pay for a nurse who's on your books.
Yes, that's quite right, Frank. At the moment, there is a shortage of nurses across the world, across Europe, and indeed here in Northern Ireland. And nurses are a very marketable commodity. However, I have to say, we do recruit 80% of the graduates from Northern Ireland's three universities. And certainly, working in a full-time post in Belfast gives you a great career. If you go onto our Trust Facebook page or onto our Twitter page, you will see our nurses telling you about the experiences they've had in Belfast and why they are where they are in their career today.
And why would they be tempted to England? How much more money would they get working in an English city than in Belfast?
Well, you will have heard in the news that there's a new pay deal for English health service staff, which includes nurses. So at the minute, nurses are paid 2 to 3% more than nurses in Northern Ireland, in England. However, there are other benefits as well to living in Northern Ireland. And certainly, whilst nurses can go to England, we're very keen to encourage people to stay here. And You know, most nurses don't come into nursing for the money, but we all have to live. We have to be practical about that. But certainly all of the other advantages we can offer around education, around Belfast being a great city to live, as you know, they're all the real benefits for people to work here in Belfast.
Yeah, like those who talk about the pay structure would say over the next 3 years there'll be a 6.5% pay increase in England. Is it down to the fact that we don't have a government here, that there's no pay increase, or would there be no pay increase whether we had an executive or not?
I really don't know the answer to that question. I mean, obviously, you know, we would expect and like to see an increase in pay for all public workers, including nurses, every year. Whether or not it's because we have a government, I'm not actually certain of the answer for that question. But certainly I know colleagues who work across all services are very keen to see an increase in salaries for nurses and indeed all health service workers across Northern Ireland.
Why is it that an agency nurse costs almost £100,000 when a standard nurse, I can't think of a better word than standard, there would be a much better word, a nurse employed in a conventional way would be paid around £30,000. I'm rounding the figures up here, but why is it that the actual agency nurse costs three times that? I'm darn sure the actual nurse doesn't get £100,000.
Agencies are a business like any other business. Now, obviously, we have a balance here because we have to make sure we have enough nurses to look after our patients on a daily basis. And I would expect that agencies have capitalised on the fact there is a shortage of nurses. Having said that, you know, nurses who work as an agency nurse, they don't actually work largely full time for agency nurses. So whilst you may round it up to say, and there are occasions where nurses get paid three times more, that's actually an hourly rate. And they don't have the benefits of a pension or of a supportive infrastructure, which we offer here in the Trust.
But then the agency must be taking a quare owl cut, as they would say, up the country.
I wouldn't know what their cut is. I mean, you go on, you can see what the rates are, and our nurses will tell us, you know, that they get a better experience working in a team, that they're not going in an ad hoc arrangement. And obviously, consistent nursing care, being nursed by the same people, is better for our patients, I would have to say.
Would you like to be able to move away from employing nurses from an agency?
I would love to be able to have all of our own nurses working for us because, well, for two reasons. One, most importantly, for good patient care. And secondly, it gives us consistency in the level of care we're able to provide.
It also sounds like a terribly improper way to handle a budget where you could have something for 30,000 that's costing you 100,000.
Well, you know, it is certainly, in my opinion, not the best use of public money where we would have to pay three times what we would expect to pay. I would much rather have our own nurses being paid their proper salary and also getting all the benefits of working in a good team with good education and good support. And as I say, that is much better for our patients. No matter what setting they're working in.
Now, I must say, I had personal experience about 3 or 4 weeks ago of having to go to Belfast's Royal Victoria Hospital A&E department. And because there'd been so much talk about it on the news, when you go there and you have a reason for being there yourself, you think to yourself, my goodness, what is this going to be like? And I don't want to sound patronising here to anyone that I met from the moment I arrived at the reception to I went right through a variety of processes as a result of the accident that befell me within the hospital. And I have to say that you couldn't pay the people that I was liaising with enough. They were just incredibly professional. They were so well organised. They were so understanding. Every word that is a word of praise, I would be putting into a sentence to describe them. Now, I also got the impression that it was an environment which people would actually look forward to going to work. The facility looked very impressive to me. But yet and all, you can't draw nurses to work for you. Why is it that the ones I came across seemed to be very professional and very satisfied with what they were doing, but you can't lure them in and you're having these recruitment drives, it's not the first one, and you'll not get the numbers that you're looking for?
Well, firstly, I'm sorry to hear you had an accident, Frank, and I'm glad you had a really good experience of your care in our emergency department at the Royal. I have to say, I am beyond proud of the staff who work in that emergency department in very, very challenging circumstances. The one thing I would say is the Royal Victoria Hospital Emergency Department, as you know, opened 2.5 years ago and is a fantastic facility. It's actually a place where we have no problem attracting staff to work. We actually have a waiting list of people who wish to work there. And we're very keen to rotate people through that department. And as you say, they're very professional, exceptionally highly skilled and work very, very hard. But it doesn't take away from the challenges. And certainly to work in an emergency department, it takes a particular type of nurse. Nursing gives you a huge variety to work and loads of specialties and across different ways because it suits lots of different people. And certainly we have jobs across all of our specialties. You've seen our ad. We have jobs in the community because nursing gives you an amazing variety. And certainly whether you want to work in very highly specialist care or work in rehabilitation or work in general specialties, we can provide you with all of that in Belfast. And if people come on Saturday, they'll see all of their staff working about the job they do. And as you said yourself, those nurses you come across and all of the staff you came across, they are exceptional because they're incredibly professional and incredibly compassionate, caring people.
And finally, aren't we training enough? Did you touch on that earlier? Is it down to us not training enough nurses?
We are training more nurses. We have 100 nurses coming in this year and 100 more coming in next year. So yes, we're training more nurses today than we have in a long, long time. However, we're also developing new specialties new ways of working, and we require more nurses to do that. Also, nursing, as you know, is a largely female-dominated profession, so people may choose to have their families, which is their right. So, you know, we have to deal with all of those challenges as well. And young nurses now, they like to work for a couple of years and go and travel. And I know I did that myself as a young nurse. So we're putting in lots of different plans to support people to go off and travel, but then we keep them their jobs to come back to us as well.
We'll see who turns up on Saturday. I'm sure the people who do will get an open ear directed towards them. The recruitment day for nurses is on Saturday at Elliot Downs. And how do people express their interest? Do they just turn up or do they express an interest?
Well, they can actually, they can go on to our website, and it's belfastnursingopenday.co.uk to register, and they can actually book in an interview slot or they could turn up on the day. There's free car parking as you come into the Royal site just beside Elliot Downs, and we also have a child-friendly area with our play specialist from the Children's Hospital providing activities for people's children if they'd like to come along as well.
Okay. Brenda, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Brenda Craney.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you. Is the Director of Nursing with the Belfast Trust. And that's quite a call, isn't it, for people to come forward. That's a recruitment drive and a half. And we've done this before on the programme. Even free car parking. They'll even look after your children to draw nurses towards the profession. So you are needed, you qualified people. Tell us why you're not working in Northern Ireland. What are the hiccups? What are the hurdles? And indeed, what are the lures from elsewhere? Do you feel undervalued? Do tell us. 02890 333 105.